Idol Radio Show Flashback.
I'm real curious about what do you do? How do you? I wouldn't know the first thing about making some fake money. And I think that I'm interested in finding out the process. Why does my phone take so long to
call? How far are you kicking up?
Hi. How are you, sir? I had a quick question.
Okay.
I'm wondering whether or not you sell any cartridge ink there that is the same type of ink that's used in money, like the currency.
For your cash register or something?
No, I'm talking about, you know, like the ink that's used when they print money. Do you sell any ink that matches that?
No, you talking about counterfeit bills or something?
No, I'm not using that word. I'm just wondering, I don't know what type of ink. Like, if I wanted to make something that looked very much like a $20 bill or a $100 bill, I'm not sure what type of ink to buy to make that happen.
No, I'm not sure. We have micro ink that's used to make checks, but...
Okay, and so that's a special kind of ink?
It's late. So what kind of cartridge do you have first?
It is a... you mean what type of printer?
Yeah, okay, what type of printer you got?
Hold on, let me look. It is a PhotoSmart 5160, looks like.
All right, hold on 1 second.
All right.
PhotoSmart 5160, is that all in one?
Yeah.
5160,
I mean, like, do you want to know what the number is on the cartridge? Is that what you were asking me?
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. I mean, that's what I was looking for.
95. Okay, it's 95. That's the number that's in there now, but when I print that out, it doesn't look anything like the money on... it doesn't look anything like that ink on money. Nothing.
Hold on 1 second.
Are you telling me that he honestly has no freaking idea that I'm trying to counterfeit money?
51.
He's going to literally help me with this? Yeah.
PhotoSmart, right. Sir, PhotoSmart 5160 is not... Okay, again, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I mean, I guess if you can recommend a specific printer that I would be able to use to print out that kind of thing, then I would consider buying it.
Okay. You'll bring me some of those bills?
I will bring you... Okay, yes, I actually will. If it can do the job in the right way, I will most definitely bring you... A tray full.
I think your problem is right now you're using an ink cartridge, right?
Yeah, but I mean, if I can find out what it is that I need to use, I'm completely open to investing in this.
You should try a laser cartridge.
Okay. Now, but would it be in color, though?
Yeah, they got laser. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Hold on. Let me put you on hold 1 second.
All right, no problem. Okay, this dude is literally helping me to learn how to counterfeit money. This is unreal. I didn't even expect the conversation to go in this direction. He asked me, did you hear that? He asked me if I was going to bring him some of the bills when I was done. This is what we call customer service. You see?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. Right now, we have in stock. We got the toner for a Q2612A HP printer. That's a micro toner. Most people buy it to make checks, stuff like that.
Okay.
So it should be good for what you're looking to use it for.
Okay.
But I'm trying to find out which printer, and it's not helping me out. So you can go to, like, where we're using the printer from.
Oh, gotcha. So what I need to do, this backwards. I need to go in there and say, this is the kind of toner I got. What printer will fit this?
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. See, you're a genius, dude. This is what we call customer service.
Then come get a micro toner from us.
Okay. Now, and I got you. I got you on some of these. Once I perfect it and they look just right, I got you.
All right.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Just in case I ain't here, man, they are better.
Then they got you. Okay, I appreciate that. But I won't tell them, you know, the other stuff.
Right, just between us. Right.
Right, exactly. All right, thanks a lot.
All right.
All right, bye. That is utterly insane. What just happened right there? What just happened right there? Oh. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. I'm going to hell. If there's a such thing as hell, I'm headed there.
You're listening to IdolRadioShow.com
with your amazing host, Daryl.